listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Holistic Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Marina Buksov, holistic health coach, clinical herbalist, and functional medicine pharmacist, or just holistic pharmacist for short. I'll be sharing inspiring stories of my guests who have shifted into holistic modalities, both personally and professionally. My co-host, Dr. Jenna Carmichael, will be joining me to lead the Journal Club episodes to share an evidence-based approach to holistic and herbal medicine. I'm so glad you're here and hope you enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to the show, everyone. This week, I'm celebrating my daughter's second birthday and on that note, also looking to build a better future for our children and their children. My guest and I will be discussing how we are surrounded by more toxins than ever before. Scientists and doctors know wireless signals can affect the body similar to other man-made toxins. On top of this, our food is no longer giving us the correct nutrients we need to be resilient to these toxins. There's a need to help people's bodies become more resilient to our modern lifestyle, and certain nutritional supplements can help. Kylan Ribeiro is the CEO at Lightbody and is responsible for leading the strategic growth of the company. Her collegiate swimming career, BS in marketing and management, and MBA from Florida State University is complemented by a yoga instructor certification and background in digital wellness. Kylan has been an integral part of creating an entirely new market of EMF protection from her work with Defender Shield and is passionate about raising awareness about this growing public health concern, especially with regards to children. Kylan and her team knew they could do more to help protect people from toxins from technology, so they set out to complement their external protection products with supplements to help the body become more resilient to EMFs, blue light, and other toxins at the cellular level. Using the latest research and knowledge from their relationships with doctors, physicians, researchers, biologists, scientists, health experts, and formulators, they created a new company, Lightbody. In her personal time, Kylan loves to spend time with her two sons and husband, Alan, who owns a Caribbean Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Tampa, Florida. I absolutely loved our conversation about conservation, innovation, and sustainability this week. Stay tuned to learn about staying well in the modern digital age. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Holistic Pharmacy Podcast. I have a very special and unique guest with me today. She's the co-founder and CEO of Lightbody. So everybody, welcome Kylan to the show.
Hi, Marina. My name is Kylan, like you said, and I am very excited to talk to your listening audience and talk to you today about things that will hopefully improve people's lives and maybe they'll learn a little bit today.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we love to learn. My audience are mostly pharmacists. And so I'm really excited to hear first and foremost about your background, where you grew up, and how you came to found this specific company, Lightbody.
Okay, so I am originally from North Carolina, the Raleigh area. I grew up there and I started swimming from a very young age. Since I was 3-4 years old, I got into swimming and never stopped. I only swam more and more, year round, multiple practices a day, and that landed me a college scholarship at Florida State University. So then I traveled to Florida, moved to Florida, and was a part of that team, which being an athlete, I've always valued health and wellness and how I could get my body to perform at its peak, whether that was nutritionally, rest, and my training. So after I graduated from college, I majored in business and I went on to get a master's in business administration. I worked in international retail for a while and I learned so much about store operations, and I worked for one of the largest international grocery retailers in the world. And I learned invaluable experience, leadership, hard work, that I just kept on for my swimming career and my school career, and ultimately ended up having my first child while I was at that in that career. And that was obviously a huge life-changing experience. And I decided that I wanted to do something very meaningful for health and wellness, because I was so in, that was so ingrained in me from a young age. And also I had gotten my yoga teacher certification. So that was something I was doing kind of on the side, and I became very passionate about that. And combined with having my first child, I sort of reevaluated my life and what I was doing in my career. And I decided to join a company called Defender Shield, which you, if your listeners have been listening for a couple of years, the co-founder of that company, Daniel Lebon, had a wonderful episode about EMF radiation. So I met his son, who was the other co-founder, at yoga teacher training of all places. And the company was still very new at that point, and only Ryan and Daniel were working on this company together. But when I heard about what the products did, I thought, this is so important. And so many people don't know that our cell phones could be potentially hazardous to our health, even though a lot of us might have an inkling that there's probably something not good about having a device on and around our bodies, combined with all the other devices we have all day, every day. So I joined Defender Shield, and we grew that company over the next half decade, exploded with the amount of products we offered. And by talking to our customers and those people that found our company because of their own hypersensitive issues to electromagnetic radiation, we thought, what can we do to help people from the inside out? We protect people with shielding from the outside, but how can we help our customers and ourselves and our world and society become more resilient at the cellular level to all of these signals in the environment? But it's not only signal, it's so much more toxins and pollutants and chemicals that we've never been exposed to in the history of the world until very, very recently, you know, within the last 50 years. So we looked around and we really couldn't find any solutions out there. Meanwhile, I was pregnant with my second child, and I knew that from what I learned over the last few years, I needed to be taking omegas while I was pregnant to help with the development of the myelin sheath. And the myelin sheath, I'm sure you are familiar with it because you guys are health practitioners, but it develops very early on in the womb, and there's no known ways to replace the cells that may be damaged or lost. So it's very important that it grows from the beginning very strong to help protect the body from electrical signal, which includes electromagnetic radiation. So I looked for the cleanest and purest omega I could find, and I wasn't able to find something that met my needs. So that was the first product that we came out with LightBody, was an omega-3. We have a DHA and an EPA. And we couldn't find something more pure, more pharmaceutical grade, and more processed with the least amount of toxins in this particular source. So that was sort of the foray into the supplement world. We ended up partnering with some of the best formulators in the world that have worked with some of the largest brands in the world. And they have helped us develop a full line of what we call digital wellness supplements. And that's how we got here today.
Wow. Well, first of all, let me just say it's so impressive that you worked with such, you know, amazing companies and international grade, chains, and learned all the skills that you mentioned, and then eventually co-founded the company that you were talking about today, LightBody, but also that you were CEO of Defender Shield as well. So, I mean, this is amazing, and amazing that you're putting those skills to good use and helping us all learn from you and protect ourselves, like you said, from the outside in and the inside out. So thank you so much for the work that you are doing. I think it's so important and so needed, like you said. Now, I know my audience is going to really want the nitty-gritty on what makes your supplements stand out, right? You mentioned the quality and their sourcing, and that's something that we definitely care a lot about. So how did you go about, you know, researching and figuring out what is the best and the purest source on the market, and how were you able to design your company to do that?
So we would be nowhere without our team of our network of physicians, medical experts, formulators, health practitioners, that along the way with Defender Shield, we learned bits and pieces and also were exposed to the latest research and science that was available in the industry. We do have a board, a science and medical advisory board for both companies. And so learning from them and trusting the process to the experts and us knowing what our end goal was, and then trusting, okay, we're gonna have this partner that's gonna help us find the most pure, organic, and most bioavailable formats of the delivery is what was most important to us. So we just partnered with the best people that we could find and that we had built relationships with over the years to help us with our end goal of starting with a line that each one is uniquely formulated to be the most bioavailable, cleanest, purest, and have an actual effect on the body when we're exposed to our current modern day world.
Yeah, that is beautifully stated, right? Just leave the experts to do their thing and, you know, just direct everybody and use everybody's skills to the max and practice at the top of everybody's skill set. So I love to hear that. And when it comes to like sustainability and trying to be local or reducing waste and things like that, how is your company handling that as far as, you know, when you're trying to source, right? Where are you going to for your sourcing and how are you keeping that network sustainable?
That's a great question and a huge topic in every business's mind. It is definitely a goal of our company to be as sustainable as we can. I'll use the Amendas as an example. They are sustainably sourced from some of the purest waters in the world. And the fish are, well, first of all, it's a single source. So they're the only omega that I could find that were sourced solely from anchovies. And why that's important is anchovies only live to be 1 year old. And during that time, they accumulate the least amount of toxins compared to other larger fish that then are further up the food chain and eating the smaller fish. So that was very important to us. The whole way that those fish are caught and at the processing, which is done right offshore from where they're caught, is as sustainable practice as we could find. And then when it comes to the other ingredients, we ask our experts, we say, what is, you know, these are what's important to our company. Like, we want to find sources where the people are treated correctly and they're in their natural habitats. So there's lots of ingredients around the world where the best growing environment is not here in the US, but we go to the source where the best place in the world is for that ingredient, and that's where we get the product. So they're worldwide, but produced all here in the US and with rigorous testing. And as far as we're taking little steps for sustainability practices within our company, so trying to have all of our labeling be recyclable. Believe it or not, a plastic bottle isn't always recyclable. A label with ink is not always recyclable. A label that may be on a recyclable bottle may make the bottle not recyclable because it's got a label on it. So there's so many nuances that you see a lot of greenwashing out there, and you really try to get to the bottom of, you know, is this going to just be something that we have as a marketing ploy, but isn't really doing good for the world, you know, and it's not really helping. We want to choose things that actually can make an impact. So that's our goal for sustainability, and we're making strides every time we get a new product or do a new order, we say, okay, how can we make this order more sustainable and better for the environment than us?
Yeah, I love that. And I always think about packaging too nowadays when I source products. So I even looked at, instead of getting plastic, like buying things more in bulk or even like paper packaging. I mean, they still have those plastic inlays inside, but what are your thoughts on packaging? You know, and I love your thoughts about the ink and being recyclable.
My thoughts on packaging are, it's an unfortunate truth that plastic is still so prevalent. And even in our own products, like we have to start, when we started the company, we had to start with plastic bottles because that's just what was affordable and available. And we're, when you start in a new industry and you start learning about all the ins and outs and you're like, oh, well, we just want glass bottles. It's like, you know, our manufacturers are like, okay, well, they're going to break. Like so many are going to break in the shipping. And so we're like, okay, well, we can't afford to, you know, have so many break in the shipping. And so it's very challenging. And then when you use paper packaging, that could be a great option, but it also has to, the product has to hold up, right? It has to be in an environment where it can't get humidity, and it can't, you know, there's the little humidity packs that are usually inside bottles. Like so there's all these factors that you might not think of until you start going through the process, but ultimately we definitely want to go in a more sustainable direction with the bottles themselves, because I feel that is one of the most wasteful, it within the industry, one of the most wasteful practices that exists.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you trying to create a superior product, right? That's both good for the people and the environment. When it comes to making it more bioavailable, as you mentioned, what are your techniques, unless it's proprietary, of course, to do so?
So we just we ask for our partner to provide us with the research that shows which form of the ingredient is going to be the most bioavailable. It's unfortunate, like, despite what we might want to hear, the organic form is not always the most bioavailable. You, I'm sure, and your listening audience are extremely familiar with the methylated versus unmethylated vitamins. And when we created a multivitamin, it was a decision that had to be made. And we decided to go with methylated because more people's bodies can process that ingredient. And so that's really what we do, is we just look at each ingredient and the research and which would be the best format for the most people and the widest audience.
Yeah, I love that. And when it comes to ingredient selection, I am an herbalist, so I'm very much a purist, and using the whole plant is usually my go-to. So how did you go about, whether you're using standardized extracts or are you using whole plant parts for your products?
We use whole plant parts as much as possible, because you know better than me that there's different benefits from each part of the plant. And for example, we have a calm and stress product with the main ingredient being ashwagandha. And we use the full part of that plant because there are different benefits to be gained from the full parts of the plant. So it depends on what the ingredient is, but we definitely are, again, looking at the science and research and trying to choose the best possible ingredient. And usually that is the full part of the plant, depending on what the ingredient is.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then when it comes to like the excipients and inactive ingredients or specific, you know, needs of certain populations, such as certain allergies or, you know, being kosher or other sort of standards, how do you approach that?
We obviously can't satisfy everybody. And unfortunately, there's some ingredients that we felt we needed to have in order for the product to do what it was designed to do, but we do try to aim for vegan when possible, organic when possible. definitely vegetarian. All of ours are vegetarian. So it's just a balance, and a choice has to be made between each formulation and what the purpose of that product is. We would love for them all to be as, you know, we don't have common allergens or anything like that, but, you know, the omegas are a fish product. So there's sometimes you can't get around, like, you know, it's not going to be for the vegans or the vegetarians, but for the most part, we do try to meet the vast majority of the needs of people out there.
Yeah. And when it comes to bioavailability, coming back to that again, I know a lot of products have bilipid layer and phospholipid formulations, and I do see that you're incorporating that. So I think that's really great. Now, as far as the fish supplement, going back to that, a lot of people do have concerns about mercury, and even after purification processes, you know, there's like this effect, maybe of like homeopathic levels of mercury, maybe also affecting us in some ways. What has your company seen as the best way to treat those oils so that we can not worry as much about toxins and bioaccumulation? And I know one of the things you said is using the smaller fish.
Yes. So that is the first thing that we do. Secondly, the way that it's processed is a patented cold distillation process. So there's no oxidation introduced during the processing of the fish. Then we have our product IFOS certified, which is like the highest level of toxin testing that is available on the market for omegas. So we are sure, we see the report of each batch that's done, and it's the lowest possible levels of anything out there. I mean, there are going to be, you know, we don't live in a pristine world. And as we know, it rains in the furthest remote region of the earth, and there's microplastics in that rain. So even there's no way for us to escape this, but we do the best possible thing that we can based on what we have available.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, with your selection of what you're offering now with your supplement line, how did you go about curating, right? Like, and identifying that, okay, the first product I'm going to create is the fish oil. So what was your order of importance, and how did you go about formulating your various products?
That is a great question. So I mentioned earlier that the omega we did first, based on me looking for the right omega for me to take while I was pregnant. And so quickly after that, we released what has become our most popular product is our eye health plus blue light filter. It's a total eye health product that actually filters the blue light and protects the full 360 degrees of the eye from degeneration and the effects of blue light. So it helps repair and protect from all the blue light that's being thrown at us all day, every day. This product, we were so excited about, but we didn't realize how the market was going to respond in such an amazing way and how much it really is helping people. Symptoms from bloaters, dry eye, vision, color blindness. I mean, we've heard all of these improvements, and it's just like, I shouldn't be shocked by now, but just every time a new testimonial comes through, I'm like, wow, it really helped you that much. Like, I know firsthand, like, my vision is actually improving. Like, I'm not going to say that's going to happen to everybody, but it's happening to me, and it's happened to other people. I have very bad vision. I have like negative 5.5 contacts, but when I go to the eye doctor, like, it's negative 4.75. And I'm like, all I'm doing is taking the eye supplement, you know? So I digress. Your question was how we went about deciding what to formulate. So that one we knew was so important because there are other eye health supplements out there, even ones that filter blue light, but ours is specific to it protects and rejuvenates the whole eye, not just the front, not just the middle or the back, but the entire eye. So that was something different that wasn't on the market. And it aligned directly with our digital wellness education that we try to promote, which is like having a balanced use of with technology and protecting yourself. So that was the next product. We did a multivitamin, which has this chock full of more antioxidants than you would ever see in a multivitamin. to help combat the free radicals that can get out of whack from too much exposure to toxins, gluten, and electromagnetic radiation. And then we did I mentioned a calm mood and stress supplement. That was to help us keep our cortisol levels in normal ranges as we are living very stressed out lives, and to help us sleep better and to combat sort of the technology effect that scrolling on social media can give us, or, you know, news being inundated all the time. So that was why we created that product. Probiotic. We did a very unique probiotic that lasts throughout the entire gut, and it's formulated with turkey tail and some other very unique probiotic strains that actually help reduce the bad bacteria in the gut, which can be exacerbated and grow at a quicker rate when exposed to EMS in the environment. So as you can see, each one was specifically made for helping our bodies be resilient in the face of all of our technology, but it reaches far beyond that. It's the body reacts very similar to the stress from an EMF signal as it does to a chemical that you've ingested or putting on your body.
Yeah, thank you for highlighting all of those. They sound very, very exciting. And I'm just taking a look at the ingredients and, you know, how you've highlighted some of the research behind what you chose. And I think my listeners are going to love to geek out on those. And you mentioned that you get a lot of testimonials and feedback. What's another way, or what's your main way to test out, you know, the effects and make sure that you are utilizing, I mean, it sounds like you're using a lot, utilizing quality control, right? Methods to create the best products and the best quality, and you're monitoring that. And it also sounds like there's a level of market research and market sensitivity as to how you're formulating each of your line. Now, when it comes to the collection of data, right? Are testimonials the main source of information, or are you thinking about doing clinical trials, or do you have internal data of some sort?
So we have done a white paper on the iHealth product, and that's just the first of the products that we're going to do. But since we've had so much positive response, we started with that one so we could quantify the improvements that people were seeing. And so essentially, we created a survey that went out at specific time periods after starting to take the supplement. And we asked people about all of these different symptoms. There was maybe 10 to 12 different symptoms. And then numbers of how they were feeling. And then after even 3 days of taking the supplement, 7 days, there were benchmarks along the way. And 85% of people within 1 week started feeling improvements, whether it be their eyes weren't as dry, their eyes weren't feeling strained, they weren't as red, they didn't have headaches anymore. When they laid down in bed at night, their eyes weren't throbbing. Really quickly, they were feeling positive effects from taking the supplement. So we were really excited with all the data, and we're continuing to gather the data. Every so often, we send out these surveys again, and we start a new survey set, and then we keep on updating our white paper to reflect the more responses that we're getting.
Love it. And when it comes to the term digital wellness and the name of your company, Lightbody, what does that really mean to you? Why did you choose to, you know, name it in such a way? And also, what does it mean to you, and how does your company specifically promote digital wellness?
So those people that are in sort of like the yoga and ethereal world, a light body is like your aura, and it is your inner light. And so we wanted our products to have a feel of creating this lightness and positive energy. And so that's why we decided to name the company Lightbody. And then we actually sort of are pioneering the concept of digital wellness. So with Defender Shield, we created this line of products that literally block EMF radiation. But we wanted to, with this company, we wanted to be more approachable and more broad. So digital wellness is simply a pillar of overall wellness. And we should all be thinking of that when we think about our holistic health. So just like eating well, sleeping well, and moving our bodies, how our technology is a part of our lives should be something that we're considering. And that's what we believe and that's what we educate on. So we've actually, Michelle and myself, my co-founder, we've just written a children's book that is called Henry's Tech-Free Trip. And it's geared towards children because I'm specifically very passionate about educating the next generation of how technology can affect us and how we should be using it more mindfully and more, you know, they are born into a world where from the moment they come out, they're surrounded by technology and digital signals. And the truth is we do not know the long-term effects of that. We just don't because it hasn't been around long enough. But why not practice the precautionary principle and limit our children's exposure? We're not anti-technology. We know technology is not going anywhere. It's only going to become more ingrained in our lives as we go along. But from a young age, I believe that we should be teaching our kids how to use it safely. You know, not having it against our body, not using it before nighttime so they can sleep better, using blue light glasses, taking breaks, going outside and playing. It's really very simple stuff, but I'm super passionate about teaching the youngest generation these things because they're exposed to it. They're going to be exposed to it for so many more hours than we even were, and the previous generation certainly were.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And just thinking back on my podcast episode with Danielle, like we talked about how even in utero and even preconception, right, the health of mom and dad also will affect the offspring. And it's like a chicken or the egg question, right? Like, but we need to support all parts of it, all parts of the stages of development and growth. And I do think that focusing on pregnancy and our youngest generation is really, really important for us to collectively have better outcomes and health. So I appreciate your input and what you're doing, right, for children's health as well, and with that foresight. And that leads me to asking you about the future and the vision of your company. Where do you see you're going as far as additional formulations you may be thinking of, expansion of your line, you know, and how will you be growing from here?
Yeah, so you mentioned sustainability, which I really appreciate. Our goals as a business are to keep on going in that direction. So that's a huge goal for our company, and that's what you should see more from us in the future. We have some exciting formulations on the way with some ingredients that haven't even hit the market yet, and we're really excited about those. We have a lot of partnerships that we're excited about. So some prevalent doctors are partnering with our brand and wanting to promote the concept of digital wellness more and more. So we just want to grow the concept of digital wellness. We want to educate people and, of course, the next generation, like I just mentioned. And we feel that this is and should be a mainstream topic, and we just want to be the thought leaders in that space and educate people as much as, you know, they want to know, and be there for people as a resource when they have questions about this very complicated topic that's difficult to understand. And there's a lot of confusing articles and, you know, research out there. So we're here to sort of be the answers to those questions.
Yeah, I love that. And thank you for mentioning the strategic partnerships. One of the things that a lot of other practitioners ask me about is about getting into the product space, right? Like a lot of us that are in the wellness space, I mean, there's two main things that we do. We have either a service and a consultation of some sort that we provide, or education, or we actually have like a physical product that we represent, recommend. So what would you say as far as an advice, right, for people looking to get into the product space? Where should you start? Does it make sense to do like a private label or a white label with an existing company? And what's the process like of building something from the ground up like you did?
Well, I will say that it's not easy to build anything from the ground up. And that takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of effort. And I know that you practitioners, like that is your passion and your, that's what you spend all your time doing. And so I don't even know how you would have time to create a company and build formulations. But that being said, if you have a unique idea that's not available in the market, absolutely. I mean, you can ask me, you can contact me. I will help connect you with the people that we know and help you get off the ground with that. White labeling is, there's definitely a time and a place. Like if you have a very loyal following that you believe if you put your name on something, they will buy it, I think go for it. I mean, it's less money investment. It's less work. It's already created. And I think every situation is different. I will say that you have to be sure that you have, I think, a loyal following, because if you're not actually creating something new that's not already out there, your challenge is, well, what makes you different? But if you already have a loyal group of people that you know are going to, you know, convert and to support you and your mission, then that could be the way to go for you. Alternatively, there are companies like us who make it very easy to partner with. You can be an affiliate and earn commission. You can be a distributor and buy it wholesale and have, you know, product on hand and sell it directly to your clients. Drop shipping is an option. So that's, you know, you connect your online storefront to the company's website and the orders go directly to them and they fulfill them. So there's a lot of ways nowadays to work with companies and brands that you really value and think that's even an easier thing to do than creating your own product.
I love it. Well, before we get into our rapid fire round, I have one perhaps difficult question for you. I feel like one of the biggest challenges with compliance and adherence to a treatment regimen, whether it's like a pharmaceutical-based plan or dietary and nutrition or even a supplement plan, I feel like when there's too many elements, right, there's too many things to remember to do, it can get kind of complex from the client or the patient point of view. And of course, it's a habit. So once you just get used to it, it becomes second nature. And my question is, how do you plan with your company or with your solutions to solve for this problem? And I see that a lot of your products are capsules. So I feel like that's a really good thing for patient compliance as far as like the dosage form selection. And then the other thing is like having all of the formulations in just one pill, right? Instead of having to take 5 or 7 products. So what are the challenges of doing that? Like one size fits all formulation, and how do you handle that in your company?
Well, one size fits. So if you combine everything into one product, it's going to be, first of all, the delivery format of certain products. So for example, the iHealth, that has to be a soft gel because there's oils in that product, or oil, when the ingredients process, it's an oil format. So there's no like added oils or anything like that, but it's just what, that's the best bioavailable way for our bodies to receive that ingredient. So you can't, I mean, you technically can mix a powder with an oil, but it's a whole nother, we've gone down this road. I've learned that it's not easy and it can be very, very expensive. And then we have the specific dosages for each product and their specific purpose. So like, even if you were to combine all of our capsule products all together into one, I mean, it's still going to equal to the same number of capsules because the dosages are specifically for that product and for the purpose of, you know, how we want it to affect your body. you know, it's just like if you were to be prescribed an antibiotic, you have a specific dosage that's going to be the most effective. It's the same thing with these supplements. So I don't know how to make it easier for people. I personally just put it in my routine. And I know it's not easy for everybody to swallow capsules or soft gels, but, and there's, you know, other companies have gummies and things like that, but ours, these are the format that if you want results in your body, like these are the best formats and the way that we've designed them. So it's just something that you got to put in your routine. And once you start feeling the effects of it, then you won't want to stop taking it. Or you, if you forget, you'll start noticing that you don't feel as well. Maybe your eyes become dry again, or you start getting tension headaches again because of your eye strain, or your gut is off whack because you stop taking the probiotic. So there's, if a product's really working, if you stop taking it, you'll notice, and then maybe that will motivate you to go back to taking it.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. And, you know, you see these like multivitamins with like a ton of ingredients, and that's really good, right? I like when I can make it efficient for my client to take everything all at once, but it really is difficult to fit everything for all the reasons that you mentioned. And also for palatability reasons, like some people don't want a liquid formulation or powder formulation or anything with alcohol, let's say, or to make a tea. So you kind of have to present people with options. And of course, food is always an option too. It's just sometimes it's really difficult to get the dosages that we want in food forms. So
you literally can't get all the vitamins and minerals ingested in food format to what our bodies need because of all, I'm sure you talked about this, but you know, all of the over-farming and just the reduction of the nutrient content of the foods now. It's just really, really difficult to, like, we have just for, in the white paper, for example, for diet health, you know, we break down, like, you would have to eat this many tomatoes a day for you to get this amount, you know, and supplement companies do it all the time, but it's really true. It's like, well, who can eat five tomatoes plus everything else you're supposed to eat just to get as enough lycopene in the day? So that's why supplements are great, because it's like a quick correction that you can make to your diet that can supplement the healthy eating that you're already hopefully doing.
Yeah, and I really want to highlight that even the word supplement, right? It should not replace good food and good lifestyle practices, but it needs to supplement all the other things that you're doing so that you can have like a better outcome and a quicker right road there. So Kylan, I'd love to spend just a minute or two in our rapid round fire of questions.
Oh boy. Okay.
All right. What's the number one thing that you could recommend to somebody right now to improve their quality of life?
Okay. I'm not being very rapid, am I? I would say sleep is a huge one. It's when the body recovers. It's when the body repairs itself. And what can affect sleep is our technology. So I'm going to tie it to that. And there are really simple things we can do to keep our technology away from us while we're sleeping and to reduce the time spent on it before bed. And I feel very confident if you make some of those changes that your sleep will improve.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sleep hygiene is so important. And you shared a lot of tips throughout this episode to really help guide people on their way to digital wellness and feeling light in their body. So I appreciate all your support and your information that you've shared. So question number two is, what's a favorite food of yours to either cook or just consume?
Pizza. That's my favorite food. But I love vegetables. Like I just will roast a bunch of vegetables. Vegetables, you can't mess them up, really. Like I even will cook vegetables and then almost like pickle them. So like marinate them in like vinegar. I just love all kinds of vegetables. So I try to cook a lot of vegetables and they're super easy and even if they get a little burn because I'm chasing my kids around, you know, still edible.
Yeah. I think that's so important with the vegetables and what we talked about, like just because it takes a certain amount of, tomatoes to give you the lycopene that you need, still eat the tomatoes. Don't just rely on the supplement and, fermenting foods as well as cooking foods. A lot of the times it helps us to pre-digest and adds even more beneficial compounds or gets rid of some not so beneficial compounds, depending on the food. But I think that's such a great idea, what you shared. Okay, so my last question is, what is something of a fun fact, you know, or something surprising about you?
Okay, I feel like I shared my whole life story already. My husband owns a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym.
Awesome. Well,
it's in the family, so.
Yeah, I mean, all business acumen, it seems like, in the family. It seems like you guys have a fun time, you know, juggling the kids and the cooking and the businesses.
In life, but we love it. And we get to do what we are really passionate about, which is, like, we feel so lucky to just be able to live, you know, and do good in the world and for other people and to be able to do that and with something that we're passionate about and help others in both our businesses and help other people. So.
Love it. Well, I feel really lucky and blessed that you came on and you shared your mission and your values with us. And I hope everybody got so much out of this episode. I know that I did. And I'm so glad people like you are running businesses such as these to, again, help the planet. So, Kylan, how can people learn more about you and support your work?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I absolutely loved talking to you, Marina. And I would say that our website, you can go look at all of our products and a lot of more information about digital wellness, lightbodylabs.com, and Instagram, Facebook, Light Body Labs. I hope that we get to talk again soon.
Likewise. Well, I'll share all of your links in the show notes, and I'm wishing you a great day ahead.
Thank you so much, Marina. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Pharmacy Podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed creating it. If you learned something new from it, I'd love if you could leave us a 5-star review and share it with a friend who might love it too. You can find me on any of the podcast and social media platforms by looking up Holistic Pharmacist or Dr. Marina Buksov. Thank you for your support and see you next time.